Good day. This is Health on the Hill. I'm Jackie Judd. It's a new year, but Congress will turn to some of the same old issues when lawmakers come back to Capitol Hill later this month. Chief among those issues is what to do about reimbursing doctors who treat Medicare patients. But there are others, and here to fill us in is KHN correspondent Mary Agnes Carey. Happy New Year, Mary Agnes.
Thank you.
Before Congress left in December, they put into place this two-month fix that essentially froze the levels of reimbursements to doctors. That expires at the end of February. In Congress time, that's no time at all. So what happens when they return in mid-January?
A House and Senate Conference Committee, this is a bicameral bipartisan panel, will sit down to try to resolve these differences, but the same obstacles remain that were there before the holiday break. How large of a fix do you pass? How do you finance it? The numbers are fairly daunting. It's $21 billion for a one-year fix, about $38 billion for a two-year fix. And if you wanted the problem to go away forever, that would be $300 billion over the next decade. Another pressure here is the calendar. President's Day recesses are scheduled now for the Senate and the House. In the Senate, President's Day recess is scheduled the 20th through the 24th of February. And the House, of course, has a different week, the 18th through 26th. So that creates even more pressure.
You raise the issue of how to finance a fix so that there is not a 27% cut in reimbursement rates. The ideas that the Republicans put forth late last year was to make some cuts in Medicare spending, to make some cuts in health reform where they could find some revenue. Are there any other ideas floating out there so that the ball can be moved?
Some lawmakers, one that comes to mind is John Kyle, who's the second-ranking Republican in the Senate, has said, let's take the savings from Iraq and Afghanistan, that war drawdown money, and use that to get rid of the SGR forever. That doesn't have a lot of appeal with the House Republicans, so I'm not quite sure if that'll get traction, but as you note, Congress seems to be going to the tried and true. Do you reduce the hospital payments? Do you reduce payments for skilled nursing facilities? There's been debate about asking higher Medicare beneficiaries, whether that or more higher income, to pay even more to help fund their coverage. So a lot of the old ideas are on the table, perhaps some new ideas, and they may come up with some things we haven't even thought of.
John Kyle is among the 20 members on the conference committee. Each side has appointed those they want to serve. Can you divine anything from the makeup of this group?
Well, you do have some prominent members of committees of jurisdiction. In the Senate, for example, you've got Max Baucus, who runs the Senate Finance Committee, a Democrat. In the House, you've got Dave Camp, who runs Ways and Means. He's a Republican from Michigan. Another Michigan Republican, Fred Upton, runs the Energy and Commerce Committee. And there are some freshman faces. In the House Republicans, for example, you've got Renee Elmers of North Carolina and Nan Hayworth of New York. So you've got some new blood, you've got some established players. But again, the difficulties remain in this. There are deep philosophical divides between the parties on how to approach many issues that are involved in this. The payroll tax cut is one, the Medicare doc fix. And so I think ultimately we may see this gone back to the leadership level, just as it did before the break, to try to reach a resolution that will get enough support in both the House and the Senate.
As I said at the top, new year, some old issues. What other issues or questions must the Congress face as this year unfolds?
I think you'll continue to hear a lot from House Republicans about the health law. They don't like it. They've tried numerous times to repeal it or defund it. While those attempts to repeal the law or defund it pass in the House, they're stopped cold in the Senate. And even if for some reason it got to President Obama's desk, he would certainly veto that. But I think you'll continue to hear that. Republicans want to do as much as they can to point out what they think are the weak spots in the health law to the public. They don't like the Medicaid expansion. They don't like the individual mandate that you have to purchase insurance. They have concerns about how high the subsidies are that allow people to purchase coverage on the exchanges in 2014. So you'll hear a lot about that issue. On Medicare, Paul Ryan, who is head of the House Budget Committee, may come back with his budget resolution, his Medicare proposal again, that would provide a limited amount of money to help people purchase coverage. He's revised that recently with Ron Wyden, a Democratic senator from Oregon, that would keep fee-for-service in the mix. But Paul Ryan's views have been very controversial. You could expect to see that again, more discussion about it. And as we know, with the failure of last year's super committee, there are automatic cuts set to begin next January in 2013. You may find members of both parties very interested in looking at some way to stop sequestration. On health care, of course, we remember that in Medicare, the providers are shielded at 2% cuts, and there's no cuts in Medicaid. But with 50% of that money coming from defense and 50% non-defense programs, again, there's bipartisan interest in trying to stop that, but the problem is, where do you get the money? And of course, we talked about the individual mandate earlier. All eyes will be on the Supreme Court. Briefs are being filed this month and next month, February, oral arguments in March, a decision in June, and of course, we have the elections this fall. So what the Supreme Court says or doesn't say about the health law may very well play into the elections.
A full calendar.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Mary Agnes Kering of Kaiser Health News.
Thank you.